5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I've taken the opportunity to go through this list again.
Yep.
And I am struck by how many games we've got coming up have the sort of name that makes it sound like they've already come out in the very, very, very early 2000s as like PC box game.
Oh no!
So I'm gonna go through the ones that are currently dated. So we record you on the 23rd of March. So bear this in mind in case anything changes. Carefully.
Yeah.
So we've got Mini Shoot Adventures April 2nd, Turbo Golf Racing on April 4th. Botany Manor on April 9th. Children of the Sun on April 9th. Final Factory, which sounds like a Mega Drive game, on April 9th.
Yeah.
Erebon Shadows Legacy on April 10th. Goons Legends and Mayhem.
Oh, that seems good.
April 11th. And here's where it gets really early 2000. Biogun.
Oh.
On April 16th.
I've actually played Biogun.
What's it like?
It's okay.
It's okay. From the early 2000s.
It kind of feels like, so a little bit of back history. So it's, the reason I've played it is because I backed a Kickstarter for a game that was meant to be like a Metroid-like. And the lead, basically, something happened. Lead developer stopped, or lead project planner, like, stopped communicating with everyone. And the lead designer or programmer basically came onto the Kickstarter and went, yeah, this isn't happening anymore, and because they've just taken the money and run. And we don't know what's happened to him. So instead, we're going to give you a demo of the new game that I'm being paid to work for. Here you go. And when it comes out, we'll give you a discount code for it as well. Mm. So I played the demo and it was all right. And the demo was for Biogun.
Oh, okay.
So kudos to that developer. I'm sorry, I do not remember your name off the top of my head.
So also April 16th, you've got Europa.
Okay, I'm assuming that's going to be some kind of... almost tabletop civilization kind of thing.
Let me just quickly right-click. It looks very artistic, and there's absolutely zero information.
Absolutely no idea what the game even is. It's just a name.
There's a splash screen, in very small on GameSpot, and nothing else. There are currently no available deals. It's latest on Europa. Nothing.
Nothing. No information on Europa at all.
Nothing. But it's coming out April 16th if you want to find out. Grounded is coming to PS5 and Switch on April 16th. Life Eater is April 16th too. Kingsgrave, April 17th. Skier Ritual, with Skier spelt S-K-E-R.
Okay.
So this is supposed to be Skir Ritual. Let me just
Skir Ritual.
Make sure you're not butchering it.
Oh, no, it's Skir Ritual. There appears to be some sort of... It's the cult survival FPS and spiritual success to the award-winning occult horror Made of Skir. But I'm gonna just continue pretending it's some sort of skiing game and just continue. Iudian Chronicle 100 Heroes is April 23rd. Lunar Lander Beyond comes to literally everything in the world on April 23rd. Phantom Fury, which sounds like a beat-em-up for ghosts, is on April 23rd as well. Tales of Kenzera Zao.
Is this part of the Tales of series?
I don't... Hang on.
Maybe. Maybe a bit of a discovery.
It's hard to tell. I don't think so.
Let me put it that way.
So with a name like that, probably not.
Prepare to adventure into the beautiful and treacherous lands of Kenzera as Zao, a young shaman who bargains with the god of death to bring his Baba back from the darkness.
I mean, this still sounds like the last Tales of game that I played, where you played a girl who'd been infected to become a demon, and so she had a
it's
giant
a Metroidvania
hand.
Game, supposedly.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, definitely not.
According to one of the things, it looks nothing like that from the artwork.
Yeah.
a wonderful another game that's got a wonderful title, Another Crab's Treasure.
Ooh.
Oh, it actually got shown in the Nintendo Direct recently. It's supposed to be a family-friendly Dark Souls.
Really?
Where you play a crab.
Another
what's the game with the octopus?
Octodad.
Yeah, the art style looks a little bit Octodad. A little bit Octodad, but not much. It's
got a Dark Souls game where four people control one limb.
Dark Souls Octodad. Great, though. Crikey. We've got April 26th, Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, Sweep the Board.
I think that's based on the anime Demon
Slayer. Yeah, I think so, but what a title. The Manor Lords comes to early access on April 26th. Stellar Blade comes to PS5 on April 26th.
Oh, yeah, Stellar Blade was featured in one of the PlayStation State of Plays.
The Curse of Grimsey Island, which sounds like it's an Enid Blyton novel. Whether or not it's the Famous Five or the Secret Seven, I don't know. Perhaps it's the Sinister Six. April 30th, look out for that. And on the same day, you've got The Lullaby of Life.
The sequel to The Game of Life.
Yeah, wonderful things. You've got one game which I'm guessing we will talk about in a little bit, which is May 23rd. I'm skipping over some stuff here. Is Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door?
Yes, that is one I am looking forward to.
Supposedly, Multiverses is out on many things on May 28th. Explain that, somebody!
Because it was in early access, and that's its official release they removed it from all the stores access.
That is such a bizarre scenario. Like, hey, release? Okay, that's the vibe. Yoink! Let's re... Because there's... that's a Nickelodeon Brawl one. There's too many of these franchise fighters now. I'm assuming that's...
Yeah, now that because the trademark expired, so they could.
I really like the idea of multiverses, actually. They seem to have it quite good. Only because I forever got my love just because it allowed the Iron Giant to team with Superman.
Yes.
There's like 25 years of waiting for that, for his dream to come true.
To be fair, that was on my list because I unfortunately forgot to play it when it was available. So I kind of want to give that a proper try. I downloaded it, I just never played it. But it's a good idea. And like Warner Brothers probably has Nickelodeon does, but. The problem with the Nickelodeon's All-Star Brawl or whatever it's called is it's fine. It just feels a bit...
hollow.
It feels hollow, but also feels like it's been Nickelodeon have basically paid a dev a shoestring budget and gone, you will get this done in a two-month cycle. It's like, no, we need a year to make a game. Okay, you can have 3 months, but we're only going to pay you for two of them.
That feels like very much like that... You know, when we had PS1 and then there was just one of those types of games out like every week.
Yeah, yeah.
It very much feels like one of those.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, if you enjoy the Nickelodeon one, all the power to you. I've played the original one because it is free on PlayStation. And it's a functional one. It just doesn't... After playing Smash Bros, it just doesn't... It feels a bit rough around the edges.
I would say a shame, but it's like Smash Brothers is the standard. It's like if you this is what you have to aim for in terms of character roster and gameplay.
But that's impossible. I mean, I think the thing that Multiverses supposedly did very well was it stood out by not being it specifically was a 2v2 fighter, not a
in terms of quality. Because looking at the roster, and it's like, cool, Marvin the Martian and Bugs Bunny, cool, we got those guys. Shaggy, yeah. Velma, awesome. Batman as well. Arya Stark, Wonder Woman, Jake the Dog, Rick and Morty, Stripe from Gremlins, Gizmo, Steven Universe, and you go, okay, they're really pulling from every
LeBron
corner.
Multiverse is also responsible for the most interesting fighter in a very, very long time, which is Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
that was a weird
everything
one.
That happens, it's not for Tom and Jerry. It's not them attacking you. You're no. getting caught up in their own personal fight, which is yeah. going on. You are getting the friendly fire splash damage of Tom and Jerry's eternal combat.
Yeah, exactly.
And I love that as a concept. I think that's yeah. great. They don't even know they're there. Which, it's perfect. So we've got like a 3 days in May where there's 3 games coming out. All of which are going to be really interesting to a specific set of gamers. Paper Mario on May 23rd, which I've already mentioned. But on May 21st, you've got the double combo of Senea's Saga Hellblade 2.
Yep.
Which is going to appeal to a lot of people. But also on the same day, you've got the remake of System Shock coming out.
Oh, that's Ooh. When that's out. I didn't know that had a date, honestly.
Danae's Saga and System Shock, May 21st. Paper Mario Thousand Year Door, May 23rd.
So here's the thing. I reckon that Senua and System Shock will actually have a fair bit of crossover. I don't know how many of them will cross over with Paper Mario, but I imagine it still will be. Certainly System Shock and Paper Mario might cross over a fair bit.
Well, this is the thing. Paper Mario obviously out on Switch. System Shock out on PS5, PS4, Xbox Series X, S, and One.
Because it's already out on PC.
Yeah. And likewise, Hellblade 2, Xbox Series X and S, and PC.
Yeah.
So everybody's all gamers are eating well for that weekend.
I'm so now that you mentioned it, I'm going to go to Paper Mario because I am looking forward to it, but I have my concerns because Nintendo have already proven that they're willing to alter the text and tone down a lot of the, let's say, more explicit language that some of the characters used.
Like mushroom and plumber.
No more plumbers.
I don't know if they even use...
Plumbers don't wear ties. Like, plumbers aren't even allowed in this game anymore.
No, Wasn't that re-released recently or something?
No, the big one we saw was that they censored Bowser because he basically, in the original game, he very harshly criticized his staff when they failed them. And in the first trailer, they went from like, you imbeciles to, oh, you stupid people, you stupid Goombas. It's like, do you need to down it that much for the kids? But they still have kept the noose in the middle of the main area. So they haven't censored that, which we thought they would, because they originally said they regretted not censoring it for Europe. They did censor all the dead bodies.
We'd have been fine. We'd have been fine with it.
We were fine with it. It still was in there. So, because the Thousand Year Door doesn't take place in the Mushroom Kingdom. It takes place in another kingdom that's a bit worse for wear, let's say. But it's a, you know, I've played the original to death. It's my, if you have listened to our previous entries, it is my greatest game of all time. I'm very much looking forward to going through it again. I'm just hoping that Nintendo don't babyfy it too much, because they have had a tendency to do that a lot recently. So we shall see on that one, but I am still looking forward to it.
That's good.
And, you know, I'm hoping I'll convince a couple of other people to maybe give it a try as well.
If you're interested in Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door, by the way, you've got Rias 2 and World of Goo 2 and on the same day as well.
World of Goo 2,
World of Goo 2 is... When was the original World of Goo out?
I think that was another one of those ones where it's like they did a release trailer of... And it was like, people were like, no way. The 2008... October 2008 was the original World of Goo. So yeah, over a decade later.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, there's a lot of people very excited for that.
Other things you might want to be excited about in May include Spy Guy Hidden Objects Deluxe Edition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Prison Architect 2.
Okay, yeah.
That was an interesting one. I think this one they've gone 3D as well, so it's going to be interesting. I played the original Prison Architect. I didn't get too far into it because I struggled. I struggled to get to grips with it, but
I'm concerned. You saying it's in 3D immediately concerns me because I think it loses it. It will lose its charm if it's in 3D.
True, but I think they had to step it up in some way.
Yeah. Also, so V Rising Crow Country.
Oh.
Homeworld 3.
That's another one that a lot of old school PC gamers are going to be very excited by.
Toho Genso Wanderer Foresight.
No idea.
But that's about it.
Read Only Memories Neurodiver.
Okay, I need to play the original of Read Only Memory because I've been told it's a fantastic game and I have bought it and I've still not got around to playing it.
Hoping to get people confused enough to buy the game, their game instead of Paper Mario is Paper Trail. Which comes out 2 days before Paper Mario.
Yeah, people think they're getting an early deal.
Grandma, I want the Paper Mario game. Here you go, dearie.
Here you go.
That's not the game I asked for. Yes, you are. It's the paper one.
What's this knockoff Rapunzel movie you've given me, Grandma? Paper Mario. Your Destiny, the Final Shape, comes out on June 4th.
Yep.
But... as well as Life by You on PC that comes out on June 4th as well. But also on the same day comes a game that the world has been waiting for since the 80s, I guess. It's Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh,
the game.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I remember this game announced.
Yeah.
So, to be fair, I've seen so many people... I've heard this is from someone that's played it already. That's actually quite interesting. They don't know whether it's going to do very well, but they've been like, look out for it.
It's going to be one of those that's going to be absolutely awful, but it doesn't matter. Thank you. Shin Megami Tensei V Vengeance is out June 14th.
That'll be for Random Genius.
Blood, spelled B-L-U-D. That's another one of the early 2000 style, style game, box games. That's out on June 18th. Elden Ring, as you mentioned, is June 21st. Luigi's Mansion 2 HD is June 27th.
Yeah.
And not learning from what happened with Sonic 2 days beforehand is Super Monkey Ball Banana Rum. They don't learn!
Well, okay, I'm going to be slightly fair to Sega on this one. I suspect Sega submitted their dates first, and then Nintendo went, well, nothing important's coming out this day. Let's put our game
exactly.
here.
Nothing important to Nintendo is coming out that day. So, bad news, Super Monkey Ball fans. Luigi's Mansion 2 HD is going to sink your goddamn series.
Yep. and the reason Final Fantasy won't be on there is because it was literally announced an hour and a half ago.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're really fast on the update of these things.
Who knows? We'll see.
No, they won't be working on a Saturday.
Okay. One more for the 2000 style pot. We've got Never Dark.
Never Dark.
On June 27th.
Talking about SARS, Never Dark. What would that be?
Some kind of shooter? Just PC. Oh, let's have a look. I haven't heard anything about it.
I'm aware of a game called Never Reap because it's one that my company Never made Dark. Before I worked there.
We've got another one of these on GameSpot. Where there is no news, no features, no videos, no reviews, nothing.
Right. It's important for the listeners to add it to the calendar, but it's not important enough to add any other information.
The title image looks the most generic, boring.
It's two
people either side of the screen with a misty city in the background.
So I've just got the about for it, and it's not just an RTS game. Never Dark is a pausable RTS game, which throws you into a post-apocalyptic world. It's a game you can pause. That is a selling point.
Wow. It's a real-time strategy. Well, my real-time strategy is we all go and have a break for 20 minutes. Okay, that's a good idea. Right, the last one in June...
Back of the box blurbs are features, menu.
Features, menu, music, the ability to control the game.
Oh, no. That feature's not on the back of the box. Oh. They're not sure that included.
Sounds, visuals, colour. anyway, last one in June is, I'm going to assume this is Spy X Anya, Operation Memories.
That sounds right.
Sure.
Spy Cross Anya, probably.
It's like that old Spikes at your Operation Memories.
I think it's another anime-based one.
Thank you. it all gets a little bit sparse after this point in terms of there's only about 10 that have got dates.
Yeah.
So the legend of heroes trails through daybreak is July 5th.
Okay.
Home of the Yokai is on PC on July 10th.
Okay.
This is the most generic we're doing a game about Asian culture, kung fu or something title I think I've heard for a very long time.
Is it like Enter the Fist or something, or is it
close?
Bow, Path of the Teal Lotus.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I think that's one that has been on like a PlayStation or Xbox showcase, so
quite possibly it is coming to PS5, Xbox Series X/S, Switch, and PC.
Yeah,
if you've got an Xbox One or a PS4, tough.
Yep, can't run it.
Frostpunk 2 is also dated for July on July 25th. That's PC.
That's a fairly big one. I've not played the original Frostpunk, but I've heard a lot of good about it.
Ah. Come back, Bow, Path of the Teal Lotus. All is forgiven.
Oh, yeah.
Because in August.
Because on August 20th, we've got Black Myth Wukong.
Okay, straight up Wukong.
I also believe that is meant to be an Oriental themed Dark Souls.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm also going to say, at least the splash image for Bow, Path of the Teal Lotus looks appealing. It's very cartoony, so that's good.
Oh, I think I remember seeing that one, actually. It's interesting. That's all I can give it. And then at the beginning of September, we have a long-delayed game, which, to be fair, considering where the developer is based...
Now, which one?
Understandable.
Is it Stalker 2, by any chance?
Yeah. Because guess
where
they're based?
Part of Chernobyl, so it doesn't sound like Chernobyl... But it totally does anyway.
I mean, the studio is based in Ukraine. So.
Yes. Yes. The fictitious not Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Anyways, coming to Xbox Series XS and PC on September 5th. September 9th, Warhammer 40K Space Marine 2.
I honestly get lost in the naming convention of the Warhammer games because I could have sworn there was a Space Marine out already or something, or two already.
There's Bolt Gun that came out earlier this year or late last year, which I actually have someone I know who worked on that one, and supposedly that's really good. And then there's Darktide, which released earlier this year.
Yes.
Warhammer 40K Darktide, that's it.
And then what last year was like the Wormheimer something...
Maybe that never darks a Warhammer game as well.
Oh, yeah, it could be. I still want to play that. I remember Fire Warrior back on the old PlayStation.
Owned it and I never played it. Well, I say I owned it, my dad owned
and
it.
And that's why it's been 20 years since this.
Thank you. Oh, we've got one more in September.
Yeah.
And it's one you're familiar with.
It's a good franchise.
Yeah. To save a marveler from any alien attack. The vicious giant insects who will once again come back. Earth Defense Force, World Brothers 2.
The Where's EDF6? Because that's also meant to be coming out this year.
Oh, God.
Oh no, they didn't announce release date for that yet.
So EDF World Brothers 2 is coming out on PS5, PS4, and Switch.
Yes, because I think it's a much more cartoony version than the one you're used to.
It's much more cartoon. How much more cartoony can we get?
You play as chibi characters.
Oh, yeah. Actually, in fact, I'm looking at it. They look Lego.
Yes. That's a...
It's Roblox.
You know what?
Roblox, EDF Roblox.
No joke, it might well be that they've developed it in Roblox.
Quite possibly.
Anyway, yeah, although now that this has come to mind, I now sort of want, in some deep dark part of my heart, an XCOM game, but in the EDF universe. I think that would be ridiculous.
The border, you'd spawn in on the grid, and half the grid would just be ants.
Can we add to the list of topics for the future big radio shows? Just like game plots or game proposals. We just all come with like a game proposal.
The elevator pitch.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Elevator pitches for games that should most definitely happen, even though they never will.
Hang on, give me a second. I'll write that on the list.
That's on the thing. And then there's one other game that has a confirmed announcement, has a confirmed release date, this year, which is on October 10th. Fantasy Life I, that is lowercase I. No, so it's not Fantasy Life 1, because why would you suffix it with 1? The Girl Who Steals Time.
But it's coming out on the Switch, not the iPhone or anything. So
no, coming out on the Switch.
It might be a port from the iPhone, to be fair.
The Girl Who Steals Time does sound like it's a Professor Layton game.
That's true.
And as we know, Professor Layton is also a Warhammer 40k game. So, but there's a whole heap of other games.
There's to be announced these.
To be that, including Brews and Bastards.
Oh, Crucified. I don't know. I saw Beastie Ball.
Beastie Ball, I saw that one.
It's Button City Soccer Days, and if you are a football fan of the English persuasion, there's also Buy Sweet Carol, which is close to Sweet Caroline, I guess. the Call of Duty Warzone Mobile's out, as you mentioned.
Cannibal Tales, because why not? Get the Tales of Hannibal Lecter.
No, absolutely. Dark Detective, The Secret Salami?
Sure, why not?
I mean, Dark Detective.
I must know.
Dark Detective. That's not...
It's not the Dark Detective from.
Dark Detective was from Gravity Falls, wasn't it?
Gravity Falls, yeah. Oh my god, this looks amazing.
Oh, this actually looks.
This actually looks amazing. You are a down on your down on his luck detective who also happens to be a duck. Use your powers of deduction to inspect evidence, fill in the blanks, and bust the case wide open.
Okay, this actually.
Okay, I want this. It's only 2 or 3 hours.
Doesn't matter.
It's on there.
This is their GIF game is strong. This guy from Happy Broccoli Games. Who are they? What have they also done? Kraken Academy. They've done, if you're familiar with that Happy Broccoli Games. But I swear, Duck Detective looks amazing.
We'll have to look into that one.
You're watching the trailer for it now, I see.
I've just clicked on the image and I know the duck's name is Eugene McQuacklin. I'm Eugene McQuacklin, detective, and I need to ask some questions. Actually, half this looks like it's been doodled by Soph.
The style is a very, very pleasing style.
If you go to like the suspect book and look at the crocodile character Freddy, it looks so Soph.
I'll have to check that out later because I have limited internet capacity.
I'm a duck's technical. I'm here to investigate a case. Giraffe receptionist replies, okay. whatever. Oh, what wholesome snack game awards 2023, I guess, which is this. I just feel like a best short game or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's like part of the Spring Game Showcase with Kind of Funny and whatever them are. Oh, yeah, nice one.